98QM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden telling Late Night with Seth Meyers that Israel has agreed to pause its offensive during Ramadan, which starts the weekend after next. ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
What we've had in the last couple of days is a framework agreement, which Israel, an Israeli official telling ABC News, that framework would see roughly 40 hostages being released, maybe the elderly, the sick, possibly female Israeli soldiers. In return, Israel would release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. And according to this official, the IDF might redeploy its troops to different parts of the Gaza Strip, but it would not withdraw its forces completely from Gaza.
There is a meeting today at the White House among the top four congressional leaders, President Biden pressing them to act quickly to avoid a looming government shutdown. Wild weather across much of the country, a lot of heat waves set, 94 degrees in Dallas, 88 in Oklahoma City. This is ABC News. Family and friends of late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny are now saying they are having trouble finding a funeral home. His spokeswoman in an online post saying one place told them they are being barred from working with the Navalny family. Navalny died in prison a week and a half ago. A big deal. Blocked.
Not so fast for the proposed merger between Kroger and Albertsons. The FTC suing to stop the nearly $25 billion deal, arguing in court documents it would stifle competition and cause grocery prices to spike for millions of Americans. Xavier University marketing professor Scott Beck says just the prospect of such a deal spurs interest.
One thing that is really clear, Albertsons is for sale. So if not Kroger, then whom?
If approved, a combined store chain would span 48 states with 700,000 workers. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
And if you've been paying for Netflix through Apple's iTunes, you may be cut off soon. Netflix now forcing anyone still using Apple to pay to switch over and pay Netflix directly. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for a dollar off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The nation is paying attention to Wisconsin's new political maps. Former President Barack Obama tweets that Wisconsin made history by replacing one of the most gerrymandered maps in the country. Wisconsin Republicans say they plan to win over voters by taking better policy positions than Democrats. A new report finds a shortage of mental health professionals in the U.S. Stanford psychiatrist Benjamin Miller says the lack of enough professionals means more patients are at risk for relapse or readmission.
If there's no clinicians out there to do the work and we keep referring people into a system and there's just not enough people there to treat them, like, we got to solve that problem too.
The report was released by the mental health advocacy group Inseparable. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Margaret Muggs E. Schmidt passed away at Aspirus Regency Assisted Living Facility in Phillips. Muggs is survived by her three daughters, Mavis Dyson of Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, by Arlene Frayne of Phillips, and by Bobby Schmidt of Phillips. further survived by her 4 grandchildren, by her 8 great-grandchildren, and a host of nieces, nephews, and friends. Massive Christian burial to be held 11 a.m. Saturday, March 9th at St. Therese of Lisieux Church in Phillips with Father Lourdeau officiating. Visitation will be 2 hours prior to the service at the church. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Margaret Muggs E. Schmidt Phillips. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Hey, I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Uh-huh.
Can I use it with my bra rubs under my... Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Sunshine early today, then rain and snow possible after around 2 or 3 p.m. We'll get to around 51 early this afternoon with temperatures falling into the upper 20s by late today. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight, some light snow, 3 above. Tomorrow, sunny 19. We're back to 43 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Get ready for a new year of work with limited time savings on Bobcat equipment at Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville. Get as low as 0% for 72 months on a Bobcat compact tractor or choose a free front end loader when you buy with cash. Special offers are available on Bobcat zero turn mowers with financing as low as 0% for 48 months or rebates up to $1,200 on select models. Call Nemuth Implement at 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville. Offers end March 31st, so hurry in. Some exclusions apply.
I wish I could get this stupid jar open. Jars can be tough, am I right?
Who are you? And how'd you get in my kitchen?
It's me, Flo, and I'm here to grant your wish of easily switching to Progressive and helping you get a discount that honors the time spent with your previous insurer.
Great, but what does that have to do with getting this jar open?
Nothing.
So you can't open this?
Oh, I just do insurance. Jars I leave to the professionals.
Sign up for Progressive and opt into more savings. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Jade, and the little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the savoriness of the sausage, the fluffiness of the egg, and the butteriness of the biscuit. It's amazing. The perfect start to my day.
Hi, everyone. It's Justin. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the fluffy egg, the melted cheese, and the sizzling sausage. It's the start to your morning that you didn't know you need.
Order a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association at this station.
It's the Bucks and the Hornets tonight.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back home, and what Giannis says seems like forever, taking on the Charlotte Hornets.
Going home now. I feel like we've been on the road for so long. Play against Charlotte. They're a tough team, young team, play fast, very, you know, scrappy, crafty players. Dangerous team. We have to, you know, respect them and play good basketball. Play hard like we did. Hopefully we can get a win.
Bucks forward Bobby Portis.
The second half of the season, it's a sprint right now. 24 games left. We had 26 after the break. Every game starts to matter.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers in Indiana to take on the Hoosiers. NFL, the Packers at the NFL Combine. GM Brian Gutekunst says he thought Green Bay was on their way to beating the 49ers and on to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, we were, you know, 5 minutes to go in that game. I think we were squarely thinking that's where we were headed.
That's Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, boys tournament basketball gets underway tonight. Division 5, Rib Lake, a number one seed, and they will host Butternut tonight in Rib Lake at 7 o'clock. Other area teams include Mercer, the 13 seed. They will travel to take on Owen Withy. They are the 4 seed. Winter, seeded number 3, will play host to Gilman, the 14 seed. Mellon, 11 seeded, travels to Hurley, the 6 seed. Prentice is at number 7. They will host Athens. They are the 10 seed. And Cornell, seeded 15th, will travel to Drummond. They garner the 2 seed. All that Division 5. In Division 4 action, the Shawamigan boys, they are an 11 seed. And they will hit the road at Iola Scandinavia tonight to take on the number 6 seed. The winner of that game will travel to Edgar. Phillips is a 7 seed, and they will play host to Spencer tonight. The winner of that game will travel to take on Auburndale. Ashland gets a 9 seed. They travel to Merrill. They are the 8 seed. Rhinelander a 5 seed. Entertaining Hayward, the number 12 seed. Lakeland seed at number 7. They will play host to Menominee tonight. And Toma, the 11 seed, they will take on Seymour tonight in action. That is all in Division 2 boys basketball. We've got action for you tonight right here. Shawamigan on 103.1 and on your phone on the Civic Media app. And Phillips right here, 98Q, 98QCountry.com, Civic Media app, as Phillips will play host to Spencer tonight. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
My dad is a magician. He's done that my entire life. He was a clown at the very beginning, just in case you're like, how do you get into something like that? It goes clown and magic. There's 2 steps. You can take them in either order. I was born, he was a clown. It was never weird to me. I thought everybody's dad was a clown. My first memory of my life is I was 5 years old, and I remember my mom walked me out to the front yard, and my dad pulled up with this old red Mazda. He's dressed as a clown. That doesn't even faze me. That's just how he left. How else would he come home? And the Easter Bunny was in the passenger seat. That's the first thing that I remember to my life. If you want to know how you get into comedy, that's a pretty good nudge. And I remember it didn't fit, the Easter Bunny head didn't fit in the car. Like, he couldn't sit normal. So he had his head was bent to the side. And I remember he had his seatbelt on. And he's just like, and I was like. I like to think about all the other people that saw that. Just in the car next to him, just at a red light, you're like, I didn't even know they hung out like that.
All right, let's do this.
God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Schritt.
To you guys all day long.
98Q Country.
Stops at the fence road.
station online at 98qcountry.com.
Just walked down the street to the coffee shop. Had to take a break. I'd been by her side for 18 hours straight. Saw a flower growing in the middle of the sidewalk, pushing up through the concrete like it was planted right there for me to see. The flashing lights, the honking horns all seemed to fade away in the shadow. Against the nursery glass, she's sleeping like a rock. My name on her wrist, wearing tiny pink socks. She's got my nose, she's got her mama's eyes. My brand new baby girl, she's a miracle. I saw God.
Straight, and I saw God today. 27 past 7. It's a Tuesday, the 27th of February. A couple more here. Leap years, so we got an extra day. We'll get Thursday, the 29th in here. And today is going to be kind of a weird day. It's going to start out really nice. We're going to see temperatures lingering around 55 or so through the lunch hour. And then right around 2 o'clock, the temperatures will plummet. And we'll see some precipitation, and we'll see probably an inch or two of snow overnight tonight. And it'll be probably close to zero. I've learned over the years, and I've mentioned to you before, that when the National Weather Service says our overnight low will be 4 or 5 above, I usually subtract about 4 or 5 from that, because we know up here, especially you low outlying people. We're going to see temperatures only 17. We're going to go from a high of almost 60 today to a high of 17 tomorrow, and we'll hop on that trampoline and go right back up to 38 on Thursday, and then 50s and pushing 60 again for the weekend. And next week should be 30s and 40s. So a little bit of a cold blast later today, but if you get out in the early part of the day, that north wind going to make it feel a little bit cooler than that 50-55, though. This Saturday, the Fifield Fire Department having a nice event, the third annual Fifield, we're having a cornhole tournament, and this is the third year that I've been honored to host the cornhole tournament side of it. And you don't have to play bags. You can just come down to the Fifield Fire Department, grab a brat, grab a burger, grab a hot dog, all from the Fifield grocery. There's sweet treats that they cook up down there for you, too. So have a little lunch at the Fifield Fire Department on Saturday. It's going to be a beautiful day for it, too. You can almost sit outside and eat that. And they've got all kinds of baskets and a lottery tree and gift cards they raffle off. And there's a 50-50 raffle, too. Now, the money they're raising, their goal is to get a new tender truck. This is a truck that carries water to and from a fire. And they're looking to get a new tender truck, and that's what the money is going for. So our crew, our Northern Wisconsin Cornhole crew, will be down there with a tournament starting at noon. So come on down and say hello, tap me on the shoulder, and not while I'm throwing, but in between, and have a good time. They've raised a lot of money through this, and we're just happy to be there to help out, to bring a few more people. I think last year we had 24 teams, so we had almost 50 people playing bags. And if you want to be a part of the tournament, just show up. If you can sign up ahead of time if you want to. You can get a hold of me here at the station. Or just show up by 11, and then the tournament will start at noon at the Fifield Fire Department on Saturday. So, again, even if you're not going to – you don't want to do the whole playing the bag thing, brats, burgers, hot dogs, courtesy of the Fifield Grocery, and all kinds of sweet treats. Have some lunch, have a beverage. Buy a few raffle tickets, support the good folks at the Fifield Fire Department. Third year that we've been doing this now. A lot of fun. I look forward to this tournament every year. Again, we had a nice turnout for that last year. Well, we take a moment each year. We like to take a moment to salute some of our sports sponsors. And we want to thank Jeff Haken and Roofing for being a sponsor of high school sports. Jeff, of course, brings you some play-by-play of Phillips Logger Sports, and he'll probably be behind the mic tonight. He was a little bit under the weather over the weekend. But thank you to Jeff Haken and Roofing for supporting our area sports coverage here and a high school sports sponsor on 98Q and our sister station on 103.1. When you're getting your day started, swing on into your local Park Falls BP. Fuel up your car, fuel up you with a little coffee, maybe a little snack for the day, whatever you got. Your local Park Falls BP right next to McDonald's, right on Highway 13 there in Park Falls. So why do teenagers play high school sports? You ever ask a question? There's a lot of answers to that. Some participate for a sense of purpose. Some play to inspire others. And some just for the friendships that they develop in high school sports. So very few mention that they participate to get an athletic scholarship, because they know now that less than 2% of high school athletes are awarded sports scholarships. So whatever the reason for playing, student athletes enjoy the benefits of participation, including making better decisions. Message from 98Q and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports in a fun time of the year with tournament time, and we've got boys basketball coverage going on for you tonight. We're going to talk with head coach of the Phillips Loggers girls basketball team, Mike Egebrecht. He's going to join us at 9 o'clock on our coaches show. So we're going to talk to him about the upcoming sectional semifinal game coming on Thursday. So Logger fans, join us 9 o'clock. We'll have Coach Egebrecht on with us right here in the morning show at 98Q. Let's get our twice an hour news and sports updates.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden telling Late Night with Seth Meyers that Israel has agreed to pause its offensive during Ramadan, which starts the weekend after next. ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
What we've had in the last couple of days is a framework agreement, which Israel, an Israeli official telling ABC News, that framework would see roughly 40 hostages being released, maybe the elderly, the sick, possibly female Israeli soldiers. In return, Israel would release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. And according to this official, the IDF might redeploy its troops to different parts of the Gaza Strip, but it would not withdraw its forces completely from Gaza.
There is a meeting today at the White House among the top four congressional leaders, President Biden pressing them to act quickly to avoid a looming government shutdown. Wild weather across much of the country, a lot of heat waves set, 94 degrees in Dallas, 88 in Oklahoma City. This is ABC News.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A second person's been arrested in a hit-and-run crash that badly injured a Minnesota woman in southwest Wisconsin. Police in Westby say Robert Purvis is charged with first-degree reckless endangerment. Police say he was riding in the UTV that hit and injured the woman earlier this month. Mitchell McKittrick was arrested soon after the crash. The FBI says Americans lost $350 million to real estate fraud in 2022. Faith Kimbrough is a local official in Indiana. She recommends homeowners sign up for a free service to be notified about suspicious activity.
We cannot prevent it from happening. We will alert you to let you know that's happened, and then you can call us and you can, you know, verify it.
All it takes for a scam artist to start the process is a fake driver's license or a stolen Social Security number. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks return to Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After the All-Star break and a road trip, the Bucks are back home tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. Head coach Doc Rivers says he's finally seeing improvement on defense.
I think our guys, you know, playing both ends is exhausting, and it was taken away from our offense a little bit. I think their conditioning is starting to catch up. You can see that, you know, last three, four games we've been terrific. This team, because you have a Giannis on your team, if you can get stopped, you can get in transition. Giannis in transition is a problem for everybody.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Reds 8-3. Tomorrow, they'll host Craig Counsell and the Chicago Cubs. We're in Indy to cover the NFL Scouting Combine getting underway today. Over 320 of the top players in college football are here. Will running back Aaron Jones be back with the pack?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'd love to have Aaron back. We're still kind of putting all those things together as far as how we're going to move forward. But, I mean, that's kind of the anticipation is that he'll be back.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Boys tournament basketball tonight. Shawamigan hits the road. They are at Iola Scandinavia. 6 o'clock will be the start time of that game tonight. Catch it on 103.1 and on the Civic Media app. Phillips, meanwhile, hosting Spencer tonight. 7 o'clock, you catch the Phillips Logger game right here on 98Q, 98QCountry.com, and again on the Civic Media app.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime, or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Sunshine early today, then rain and snow possible after around 2 or 3 p.m. We'll get to around 51 early this afternoon with temperatures falling into the upper 20s by late today. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight, some light snow, 3 above. Tomorrow, sunny 19. We're back to 43 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Right now.
Q Country.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your looks, you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did, and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you. that's worth thanking God for. So thank God.
Pizza on the floor, leftover from the night. for me to understand, but you're teaching me to be a better man. I don't want to take this life for granted like I used to do. No, no, I want to love somebody like you. I'm ready to love somebody like you. I want to love somebody like you.
EQ 26 is our temp, sunshine 50, 55, and then about 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon, the temperature is going to plummet, to say the least. We're going to go from 55 to probably close to zero for the overnight low for tonight, but it'll bounce back rather quickly here. We're in the meteorologist version of a trampoline weather balloon here. We're just up and down, up and down. And by the weekend, we're going to be right back to where we were here about at 50 or so. You want me to make you feel, would you like to feel old today? Would you? Silly question. Well, I'm going to make you feel old. Here we go. How about this little tidbit of information? Chelsea Clinton, Bill and Hillary's daughter. She's 44 today. I don't
know. What the hell's going on out here?
It can't be. It can't be. Chelsea Clinton, 44 today. I was watching, I don't know, something yesterday, something, and it was refreshing. And I've seen this before. I don't think I talked about it. The fact that Michelle Obama and George W. Bush are good friends. And it all started, apparently, with the transition from the Bush administration into the Obama administration. And the communication between the family and the daughters, and how Bush treated the Obama family and the transition. It was about just being nice to each other, which was just refreshing to hear. And to this day, George W., the Bush family and the Obama family, even though they're Democrat Republican, are still very good. They consider themselves to be very good friends. It was just refreshing to see people just put aside that stupid little political thing and just get along with each other there a little bit. So that was kind of cool. Did you see the story about the Eiffel Tower? The Eiffel Tower is reopening to visitors today. It was closed for 6 days because employees were on strike. Employees were on strike at the Eiffel Tower. And apparently one of the things that they were unhappy with was the maintenance and the general well-being of the Eiffel Tower. And I thought to myself, if you walked up to be like an employee at the Eiffel Tower and be one of the people to whatever, a tourist guide or maintenance, whatever it would be, I would think to myself that day one, from the day you started or even the day you applied, you would look at the Eiffel Tower and you would kind of know what you're getting into. And then you go on strike. I don't know if they're complaining because the thing is leaning or I'm not sure. But, The Eiffel Tower. The Leaning Tower of, is it the Leaning Tower of Pisa or the Eiffel Tower? Okay, that's all leaning over there is what I'm saying. So, I mean, you'd look around and say, well, that one's not too good. Mm-hmm. Geography's never been my thing. But they're back on. So if you're planning a trip over there, or if you were, you're good now. Girl Scout cookies are out. We got that going for us. It's quite a, I've got a box of Girl Scout Thin Mints on my counter. I'm not even sure where they came from. My wife came home from a trip this past weekend with her girlfriends, and all of a sudden, there was a box of Thin Mints on the counter. And I looked at her and I said, where'd that come from? And apparently, it was a gift to her from one of her friends, a box of the Thin Mints. They're wonderful. So a little raspberry tea this morning, a little Girl Scout Thin Mint cookie. It's a good day. It's a good day here in the morning show. Congress has said that there's a possibility the government may shut down again, which we've learned over the past many, many years that it affects almost none of us. And there are some people that it does. It may. But for the most part, we're like, okay, all right, we'll figure it out. So for the fourth time in recent months, Congress is finding itself staring down a Friday deadline to keep the government open. With each previous deadline, lawmakers have agreed to short-term deals. And as long as this is a political season and we're electing a president, don't expect any long-term budgets to be locked in here. This is a pretty common thing. They don't want to be making anybody mad by cutting anything. So that continues to be what it is. High school basketball tonight, boys. We got Shawamigan over on 103.1. Phillips right here tonight. So good luck to our boys' teams as they venture off into tournament action.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
The Phillips Area Sport Home and Craft Show is March 23rd and 24th at the Phillips High School. Hi, this is Scott, show director. We have 44 booths in the gym and 32 crafter spaces in the commons area for you to shop. Our food this year is from Fights Barbecue and Ice Cream out of Park Falls. We have a fashion show, too, by Cowgirl Daisy Boutique on Saturday at 1 p.m. And there's lots more going on. We'll see you at the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show March 23rd and 24th.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Sign Studio and Print Shop in Phillips. Whether you're starting a business or have an established business, let us help you create the look that will anchor your business. Also, get all of your logo team wear here.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Sunshine early today, then rain and snow possible after around 2 or 3 p.m. We'll get to around 51 early this afternoon with temperatures falling into the upper 20s by late today. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight, some light snow, 3 above. Tomorrow, sunny 19. We're back to 43 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Ready? Ready?
Brand new country.
This song is so freaking good. I love it.
98 Q Country.
Solo maintenance, don't need no champagne, poppin' entertainment. Take her to Wendy's, can't keep her off me. She wanna dip it like them fries in a frosty. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with enough grade. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaking in the trumpet all the way home. Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like my new clean blue jeans without the holes in them. Country kisses on my lips without the skull in them. Yeah, she probably gonna be keeping some Victoria's Secrets. Maybe a little Maybelline, but she don't need it. In the kitchen light, radio slows down. Box wine and her updo goes down. Ay, yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaking in the trumpet all the way home. Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy light.
Stayed out all night. I don't even look into your eyes, 'cause the truth is I